begin. Let's start with Daf Chavav Amid Beis Din Yichud Bezaken. Okay, this is interesting shaila. The Chiluk Edeis on this matter is a person who is at the age when he can no longer has he's no longer functional. Let's put it like that. He's no longer functional. Is there still a prohibition of Yichud? So he's warning a raya from this sugya, the daf over here, when the Gemara talks about warning a woman not to have yichud with a person that cannot possibly have relations with her. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't put it on? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so let's see. Daf chavav mebeis, din yichud bezakein b'shut zayis ranan nishalim. The question was posed to the zayis ranan. Im zakein asher kvar nispatel kol koychosav mutar biyichud. A zakein, an old person, a person in a nursing home that's hooked up to a number of machines. It's not even a functional, not even conscious. Is a person allowed? Is there a prohibition of the Torah law for a woman to be locked up in the same room with such a person?
A nurse.
So you talk about a real yichud. A nurse in the hospital, you don't really have yichud because anyone can walk in any moment of time. But let's talk about a person that's a home attendant, right? So let's talk about, you know, halacha. Halachically, is there an issue? So yeah, the person has, so this is the question that was posed to him. B'shuv also, so in his response was, he wants to answer this question from the sugya, the staff of Chafav Amid Beis in the Gemara. B'shuv also kasev lochich mimash shetel b'yushalmi. This is not in Tzarnat, it's in Yushalmi. Din kinuyov kinuyoy shal abal mishne b'nei adam. B'din kinuy me'avi umi b'no. Now what does it mean over there? When a person warns, a husband warns his wife not to have yichud from two different people, from the din of kinuy me'avihu mibinah, from warning her, the Gemara wants to learn it out, from warning a woman, you may do not have kinuy, not from this man, and not from his son, or not from this person, not from the father. Now what do we mean over here? He explains, ubir ha'pnei Moshe, the pnei Moshe, the perish of the Yerushalmi, shadinam toli zeh bezeh, heyois, v'shoresh sovek ha'yerushalmi hu begeder kinuy. The question of the Yerushalmi is, im dinoy toli begidrei iser yichud, when you warn a woman not to have yichud with two people, it's not called a kinui. Okay, so the question over there was, a person warns a woman, do not have yichud with two people who are not related to one another. Now the question is, in halacha, is a woman allowed to have yichud with two men? Two men that are not related to one another and a woman? The answer is no. It's aser. Right, is that correct? Because two men, one will cover up for the other. Especially if they're putzim, even 100 men are aser. But two men and a woman, according to at least, let's assume with this opinion, there's an iser yichud. If there are two men and there is one woman, it's aser. But a woman is allowed to have yichud with two men if the relationship between the two men is a father and a son. So here, the husband warns his wife, I'm warning you, do not have yichud with Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven and Shimon are not related to one another. The wife does not listen. She has yichud with these two men. And she has yichud, so now she becomes a sota, and she has to drink from the Meha Ma'arim together. The question was together. The husband wants her even together. He wants her, do not have yichud with these two men together. That's the warning. So the Yerushalmi has a dilemma. The Yerushalmi wants to say that are these two cases exactly the same? So if you learn that the din of kinuy of warning woman is totally laws of yichud. So then the only time it's going to be forbidden, she'll become a sota, is only when he warns her not to have yichud with two men that are not related to one another. Because then there's a prohibition of yichud. Any time there is a prohibition of yichud, that triggers the laws of sota. But if a husband warns his wife not to have yichud with a father and a son, like so on in that situation, where in the halacha there would be no prohibition of yichud, there would not be a it would not trigger the laws of Yichud. So this is the Yerushalmi's question, and the Yerushalmi says it's totally zeh bezeh. And I really should let's just see what's going a little bit further. Maybe the laws of kina have nothing to do the laws of yichud. Now he explains. If you're going to suggest, here's a question. If you're going to suggest that the laws of kinui, we see there's a dilemma. Okay, without going into the detail, I don't know the Yerushalmi, but without going into detail, he's presenting over here a dilemma that maybe it could very well be that the only time you trigger the halachos of soita is only when there would be, under normal circumstances, a prohibition of yichud for this woman to be alone with this man. But if you would have a situation where a woman would not be prohibited to have yichud with this man, then the laws of soita would not be triggered. So, for example, there is no prohibition for a woman to be alone with two men when they are related to each other through being the relationship of father and son. So then, if a man would say to his wife, "Do not have yichud with," I'm warning you as a sota, "Do not have yichud with these two men and their father and son," since there is no prohibition of yichud, that cannot be a valid kinui in order to trigger the laws of sota. If that assumption is correct, then what would be when a woman husband says to his wife, "I'm warning you, I don't want you to have yichud with this person who is a zaken." And the zaken, let's assume now, for argument's sake, there's no prohibition of yichud. If a person is in a situation, is in a state of health where he is not functional, so let's, for argument's sake, say there is no prohibition of yichud, because yichud must have potential where there can be an avera can take place, and if a person is in a state where an avera cannot physically take place because he's not healthy, so then there is no yichud. If there is no yichud, take it a step further. If a man would warn his wife, "I don't want you to have yichud with this, to be alone with this person," it would also not trigger the laws of sota. But if you would tell me the laws of sota have nothing to do with the laws of yichud, then it would be that if a man says to his wife, "I don't want you to be alone with this person who is a zaken," and she disobeys his warning, and she has yichud with this person, she would become a sota. Now, that is an advantage to us, because what does the Gemara say? V'inei im nama shem zaken in nisa yichud kevin shein roi lehoilid im kein gam zaken roi lestapik im kinim zaken nechshel kinoi. And the problem then is going to madua then besugin nokta the Gemara shadavar poshad hu shem kinu lo habal mishachuf a man warns his wife, "Do not have yichud with a shachuf." What does that mean? It means a person that does not have koyach gavra. He cannot possibly do a bia. He's not physically well. What?
So in other words, is the rule an absolute rule?
So that's what he's coming to clarify. Let's see. Let's read it further. Harei zekine. So the Gemara says, it's a double poshim. Kilo me'abal mishachuf. Harei.
Today you can take medication, so even if he's
in a yoga. So that's different. So we're dealing with the person. Let's assume we're dealing with a person, even with all the medication, he cannot do the avera. For argument's sake. Okay, he's in a matzav where he cannot do the avera. The Gemara says, Harei ze kinui. It's a dover pasha, the laws of kinui apply. Ache hikshu al din ze pshita. The Gemara says, of course. But why is it pshita? Well, the divrei haYerushalmi ain ze pshita klal. How could the Gemara here say that it's a dover poshut that if a man warns his wife not to be alone with a person who cannot possibly have relations with her, she becomes a sota? It's not so simple. According to the Yerushalmi, according to at least the Pnei Moshe, the way he learns from the Yerushalmi, that the laws of kinoi depend upon the laws of yichud. And if there's no prohibition of yichud, then there's no prohibition. There's no din of soita. Elavadai yesh lechich mikach shaf bezaken yesh iser yichud. So the answer then is, it must then very well be that the laws of Yichud do apply to a Zaken. You can compare the Gemara here to the Yerushalmi. Why to the Yerushalmi was it different? Because the Yerushalmi was dealing with a father and a son. A father and son categorically do not involve the prohibition of Yichud. A woman is allowed to be alone with a father and son. A zaken is the question mark. Is a woman allowed to be alone with a man that can't possibly have relations with her? That is the question mark. So we understand the difference between the Yerushalmi and the Gemara. That there is a prohibition for a woman to be alone with a man that cannot have relations with her. It does not take away the prohibition of Yichud. Only when you're dealing with types of people who are related to each other, then there is no Yichud. So basically, it's coming to conclude over here, a very tremendous Chumrah, a massive Chumrah, that there is a prohibition for a woman to be alone with a man that cannot possibly have relations with her. And that's the only way he is suggesting we can reconcile the contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. To review, the Yerushalmi says if there's no prohibition of Yichud, there is no possibility for the woman to become a Sota. And here the Gemara says that when it comes to a Zaken, there is a possibility for the woman to become a Sota. That must then mean that when a woman has a Yichud, there is a prohibition for a woman to be alone with a Zaken. There is a prohibition of Yichud. That comes out a very big chum and makes life very complicated. Right? Especially in the medical industry. Omnam. He wants to talk about when you shall me. He says you don't have to. You only have to say when it's exactly the same case. Here we're dealing with two different cases. The Bavli Yerushalmi is dealing with a bra father and a son where there's no Yichud, and here we're dealing with a Zaken. The Bavli Yerushalmi clearly says the laws of Saita depend upon the laws of Yichud. There's no law of Yichud in that case, so there's no law, there's no Saita. Here the Bavli says that there is a problem of Sota. There's a problem of Sota that by definition that means the law of Yichud applies. Why should it apply? The answer is that's the way it is. Yichud applies between man and a woman even if the man is in a state where he can't possibly do an Avera. And the laws of Yichud do not apply to two healthy men if they're father and son. So it ends the question very simply. But the result is a tremendous chumrah that there is a prohibition of Yichud for a man and a woman even if the man is a Zaken. This presents a very great challenge in Halacha today because we know today there are many men today who are elderly and they have AIDS. And their aides, they have female aides. Some of the female aides, they're very good. They're phenomenally well. But they live with them 24/7 and they take care of them. And this is a real halakhic challenge of Yichud. Okay, so Omnam, we have to the rescue. The reason why we're Mekel is because we have many Mekelim. Omnam, b'perush amude Yerushalayim be'er ba'ofen shenis asafik Yerushalmi b'perusha in lechiach Yerushalmi l'nida in zeh. Okay, he's not telling us what's going on in the Yerushalmi, he's telling the Yerushalmi there with the question there is not a matter of Yichud. There are other ways to l'mshar in the Yerushalmi. We can remove this variable, this factor from the Yerushalmi, and it can very well be that when it comes to a Zaken, the Zaken, there's no problem of Yichud. Oid kas hushein lo yechiach midiv ha'gmor gabi shachuf, heyos v'yesh ha'soivim sha'shachuf niskasheh. When the Gemara says word shachuf, whoever told you the translation of shachuf means a man that can't do, a man can't have a bia. Maybe there is another, it's a very unusual word, shachuf. It can refer to another type of person. It's not telling us what the other possibility would be, but it can mean that a person can do the Avera. B'shut igras moisha kosaf. So what does Rav Moshe say about this? Shebezokein v'cholash nispatlu kol koychoysov l'shaych lovo lidei kishui hoyeshaych lahater im hoyezebor. Rav Moshe is makel. Rav Moshe says, a person who is elderly and cannot do this Avera, we can be makel. But you have to be certain that it's... What?
You have to know that for a fact.
But it's really not so simple to really know for a fact. There are situations where suddenly they can be aroused with taiva and can do an avera. But I guess a person that's hooked up to a machine, obviously that's not conscience, that's a whole different story, and that of course is a heter. The also be yichud. V'ulai gam ha-zayis ranon ari b'zokim v'cholash kezeh, ava b'zokim v'cholash shechu choyle v'shechev al b'mita v'yadua shelo yochol eskashas l'livul al-pi roifim mitzad machalosei mistaver sheleko isur yichud. Aval pinuya tohoira, but a young girl tohoira, she is a yichud ima midrabanan muteres lehisyached im zaken chola sheena yochol iskashas lefi hargoshas hargoshasoi ba'atzmai beperish meishtoi b'shvilzeh shezedaver rochokus sheiskash. So he says that certainly, now this is a very important law in laws of yichud. Okay, without going to all the laws of yichud, but generally you always have to start in yichud. It's always a question of finding a heter. That's always, whenever someone's asking a shayla of yichud. Exactly, right.
So what a non-Jew is definitely
going to be. So when you're dealing with a derabanan, already you're already on a good start. It's always a shayla yichud. You're looking at yichud, the shayla is, you're looking for a heter. So if it's an iso yichud de oraisa, you got a problem. If it's an iso yichud at worst, midrabanan, then already you can find heterim, you give the key to someone, Yetziv Nichnas, and this and that, you'll always find. But so when is it only an Issa Deraisa? In Eshes Ish. But a girl who's a Penuya, who's a single girl, has not been married, Issa Yichud is only Midrabanan. So certainly in a situation where you're dealing with a person, a Zakin, who's a Chayla, he's very sick, and he was Pirish Mi'ishta, he's no longer with his wife for a period of time, we don't have to be Chayish, he will come Lidei Avera. The Ayin. Besefer pri hadam sheherich bin din mi she ein lo gevura sanoshim ve khibek ve nishek erva im yesh lo bezen lahanisha. A situation where a person already is elderly and he's kissing and embracing women. Should the bezdin throw him out of shul? What kind of person is this? He goes and he touches, he shakes women's hands, he kisses them, he hugs them. Should we punish such a person for doing averis? So the answer is, well, he can't. What could this person already do? The whole reason why a person is not allowed to touch a woman is because he can come with the avera, but he can't come with the avera. So he talks about this variation.
No, so he doesn't count chibur and mishuk as avera.
So we'll leave it with that. Bottom line is, it appears to be everything is a machloikis. As you see over here, tzad, a svara to say like this, svara to say like that. It's very interesting. If you learn the Gemara at face value, it would result. The Gemara has a story we need to just take out of the staff. There's a maisa, and the Gemara is a shaylo, a shachuf. And the simple translation of the word shachuf means a person that cannot come lidei kishui. He does not have gevuras anoshim. He cannot possibly do the maisa avera. And the Gemara says it is a dover poshut. It is simple as can possibly be. If a man warns his wife, do not have yichud with this individual, if she disobeys, it triggers all the laws of Saita. We can erase the Megillah, we can give her to drink, everything is goes into effect. Obviously, on a very simple level, if you want to assume the laws of, it's logical, the laws of Yichud, the laws of Sota are directly related to the laws of Yichud. So you see from this Gemara, on a very simple level, and that's what's mashman the Yerushalmi, because Yerushalmi discussed the situation with a brother and a father, a father and a son, it would appear at face value from this Staff Gemara, the laws of Yichud apply even if the man is an elderly man who is a Zokin that cannot come with the Avera. However, Rav Moshe comes to the rescue, and as well as other poiskim, they have other interpretations of the Gemara. Shachuf does not mean the person can't come lidei kishui. The Yerushalmi can be explained in other ways, and therefore b'shas hadchak we can be seimech that there is no isur yichud when a man cannot do an avera, especially when we have a situation where the isur yichud at worst is only an isur derabanan. That is the gist of this shtickle. Okay, let's go to the next sugya. The next thing over here is Perchamishi Imisha Imeris Kel Melech Neman. Why do we say Kel Melech Neman? Because in the Kriyashma, how many words are there? 245. And we need three more words to bring it up to 248 to correspond to the person's limbs. Nashim have more than 248 limbs. Because Nashim, or B'Nashim, because we'll see, let's see what he says over here, because, let's see. K'shem she'hamayim b'itkim o'yisoy kach b'itkim o'yisoy b'taisvus kasu b'shem ha'yushalmi ha'me'oririm. Okay, this is what Taisvus says. Omar Rabbi Tanchuma minayin Minyan hamarim neged reish memches evarim sheyeshba the neged reish memches evarim sheyeshba kishem shamayim bayit kumaisa. The word hamarim, the minyan hamarim. I didn't even check the gematria. I assume we're only using one reish, right? Is that what we're doing over here? Reish mem.
It's two times Reish Mem Ches. That's what it is. Ma'orim has Reish Mem Ches.
Twice. Minyan Ha'ma'orim neged Reish Mem Ches Evarim Sheyesh Ba. V'neged Reish Mem Ches Evarim Sheyesh Ba. Okay. Kishem Shamayim Baitkim Oysa. Alright, so if it's twice. So this is unbelievable what he says here. I didn't have what he said over here. Tadchum over here says that therefore the reason why the Ha'ma'orim, the Mayim, the same way it checks her, checks him. We know the Chazal, the water will not test her. In the same way the water tests her, the water will test him. If he is guilty of being Nichshol, unfaithful to his wife, if he is nichshol in arayos, the water is not going to test his wife. So the water checks him and the water checks her. And that's why the word hame'orarim is begematria two times 248. One connected him, one connected her. Now, what do we learn from this indirectly? That a woman also has 248 evarim. The Hagoyis Ben Aryeh, Heyer Mimashama Bukharos, Shalisha Yesh, Reish Nun Deis Eivarm. And that's why you look in a Siddur, in the article Siddur, there are separate Misha Berachs for a Chayla, for a man and a woman. In the laning section of the Siddur, you know, when you make a Mishpech for a man, you say, L'Ramach Eivarov, Ulishasa Gidov. When you make a mishpech for a woman, you do not say. You say l'chol evareha or l'chol gideha. You don't say because she has, according to this, this what it says in the Chavis, there are 252. She has more evarim because she has hinges. Okay, I don't know the calculator. There are hinges. There is the rechem and there are hinges in order for the baby to come out. So, question is, we have a head-on contradiction to what it says in Tosfos. In Tosfos, it says that we're going. It says over here that Hamorim is double. So he says an ingenious answer that even though a woman has an additional four more Evarim than a man because she has two sets of hinges, two doors and two hinges. Though the doors and the hinges are not metame. They're not mitame when she dies. V'chasav liyashiv shekevin she'ein mitamein ba'oil ela reish memches evarim l'chein difur nechshavim rak elu chiyotze b'zeh kos v'achidah b'dvash l'pi liyashiv z'vertayis v'psugin she'ikar evari isha heish heim reish memches. So he doesn't say the same thing, but he says the ikar are 248. She has an additional four. According to the first interpretation, it's an amazing concept. They are not mitame. Think about that. Those evarim are the source of life. The source of life is not mitame. What is mitame? The source of tum is death. But these extra four, the Gemara says, are the two doors and the two hinges. She has a door in order to allow the baby to come forth. These are the unique things. This is where life comes from. It's an amazing, and something where there's a source of life cannot be a place of tumah to bring death.
So what about a man's reproductive organ?
Man is matane. I guess it's not the same. It's not the same as a woman. Okay, let's see. The hine. So we come out with
this proves that all these transsexuals, everything.
No! This proves nothing. This proves nothing. Let's not go there. Listen. Let's not go. I don't know. I don't want to know. Let's go. Hine, let's see. All right. I don't know. Let's not go. Okay. All right. Let's not go there. I hear. We all hear of Meir. May we hear your question? We appreciate the question, but enough said. We understand the depth.
Going off tonight with you,
okay, and we take this moment to wish Avner is going to Eretz Yisrael tonight for 2 weeks. We wish him a seischem l'shalom, bayachem l'shalom, you should have a safe trip. Okay, have a safe, successful, productive visit. Avner is going to be very quiet here in the next 2 weeks.
I have the email.
Okay. Let's see what it says now. Okay, so we're over here. So far, you say this are a man has 248, a woman has 252. Even though, but the Taisus is a fascinating thing. Hamorim is 2 times 248. Stira to the Gemara Misachta Bechayrois, incredible chiddush, chida, the ikar. Those four, they're not the ikar. Those four, they're just an appendage. It's not the ikar. The other chiddush is hafle mafela. Those extra four women has are not metane. Okay, now dine b'shulchan aruch kasa machaber b'kriyashma yesh resh mem hey tevois. There are 245 words in kriyashma uchadei lahashlim resh mem ches b'kneged evadim shalada misayim shlech tzibra Hashem elokeichem emes. He repeats those words. And therefore, by repeating those words, that adds up to 248. What happens if you're not having with the tzibur? So therefore, you're not going to hear the shlech tzibur repeating the words Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So what should you do? Then you should say Kel Melech Neman before you begin Shema. But when you're having with the tzibur, lo yomar Kel Melech Neman, because now you have the opportunity to listen to Shlech Tzibur, who say Hashem Elokeichem Emes. V'hine Rabbi Yehuda ben Yochai, Rabbi Shlomo Ram Ban Don, Ketzad Mushlam Min Yahatevos Eitzel Noshim. Noshim say Kriyashma as well. So how do they get 252? How do they Eitzel Hanoshim Sheish Lam Reish Nun Beis Eivadim Because of Shachas as Shreya Nishin Shemos and Iskos B'Kriyashma. So he says that the 11 times it says Hashem's name in Kriyashma, will be considered to be like 22 tevos. It's expressed, it's pronounced. Every time you say Yudke Vavke, so we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but it's spelled Yudke Vavke, so therefore it's really double. Really, you can say that when you come to Hashem's name, it counts as two. And it says Hashem's name in Kriya Shema 11 times, count 11 times. So, in Cain, Yesh lo haysef al reish lamed tes tevos hakayamos od achas esrei. So now we're going to add to the reish 239 tevos hakayamos od. Wait, so where is he getting 239? What?
11.
So I thought we were starting with 245. So where is he getting to reish lamed tes? In Cain Yesh Lachayis Val Reish Lam Tes Tevos Hakayamos Oy Rachas Es Shrei V'Sach Kol Anu Mag. No, but even without Kel Melech Neman, it's 248.
I'm postulating
it. It's 245. 245 without anything. So let's just see what it says. In Cain Yesh Lachayis Val Reish Lam Tes Tevos Hakayamos Oy Rachas Es Shrei V'Sach Kol Anu Magim L'Masayim B'Chamish Metevos 250 Reish Mem Ches Keneged Reish Mem Ches Var Azachar V'Nosnu Oy tables connected base sim shesh, which are two different hinges. The yafal pish yesh lo oich they lost of the doors ain't tzarich connected mishum shu dover poshen shari ain't sirim loloy the losses. I have no idea what he's saying. Okay, I have, yeah, obviously has a different calculation. Okay, I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know what he's saying. Let's go further. Uveshod minchas alazar kasav she'ein meduba b'minyan ivarim shaladim ella beivare hazeir anpin. Okay, so what does that mean? We're not discussing. I don't know what that means either. You're talking about. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph. Veshod shi'asech yitzak kasav tarte. Believe she'ish shaloi tomar gimel teva selu mi'achar shaloi'ish yesh eivarim yiser mi'achar shalofit shitas haramosh shabatur ein lahafsig bekel meluch nemon lekuyeshma ein li shaloi mar kel meluch nemon omnam kosav shabivistimas l'shon ramah kol yachid mashma shen chalik v'af ish tomar. Okay, so here's what we get in Echlami. The Siach Yitzhak actually addressed this issue. What is going on? 248, she has 252, so what should she do? So he wants to suggest, in Echadami, she should not say Kel Melech Naman. She has nothing to gain, only to lose. It's a shtickle hefsik between in the brachas. So Bishlam, for men, they're being mashlim 248. But women are not being mashlim because they have still four more to go. So better don't say Kel Melech Naman. However, the Ramah, a simple translation of the Ramah, would seem that there's no difference between a man and a woman. What? Because she doesn't have 248. She has 252. You're making brachos. You're making birchas kriyashma. You're making two brachos before the kriyashma, and you're being mafsik between the end of the bracha. But once already she's making the bracha, you don't want to be mafsik. You're making a bracha. You're making a bracha. So you don't have to make a bracha. You don't have to do the mitzvah altogether. This is just grandma. She doesn't have to say kriyashma altogether. But once you're already saying it.
Men, they should be
mafsik
because
it's not called a hefsik because there's a toeles. Kel melech neman is a toeles. There's a toeles. There's a purpose. So a woman. Okay, this is what he says. However, so he wants to lean in the sun. The woman should not say kel melech neman. But the Ramah does not seem to differentiate between a man and a woman. Now let's see further. Esther also mizmar chaf beis shebet tehillim ala yelas hashachar. Lefina with Esther. When she came into Achashverosh to invite him to the party, she said, "Mizmor Chavez al Yeles Hashachar." Why did she focus on this? So here's another fascinating revelation. How many words are there in Mizmor Chavez al Yeles Hashachar? 248. But Esther is a woman. Esther is a woman. She has 252. So what advantage does she have in reciting the Mizmar Alayela Sashachar when only has 248?
All about her story.
It's about but she's a woman. Let's see. Rakeach kosah kosish Esther on the Mizmar Chukav Beis Shabbatehilu Alayela Sashachar lefi sheyesh v'reish memeches tevos. Al shem asaper kol atzmo. Say, may all of my bones, really it's her limbs, may all of them speak the praise of Hashem. Ayin Sham.
She was praying for the men.
But okay, that's obviously what an answer. The Efsha, let's see what he's the Efsha. Shekevan Sheker Gambi Isha Resh Memchas. So he's going back to what we said before. Ein Echanami, a woman we know in the Bukhara says 252. But we mentioned before, what about the Mayim Hame Orarim? 2 times 248. The Iker of the 252 are the 248. Kevan Sheker Gambi Isha Resh Memchas Evorecha, Kinir Berambam, the Gam Shiesh, I know he means Rambam, I know what this Rambam is. So he says, well, we don't do this. Yeah. He says, the Rakeach says, that Isha Chaylanis, we say in the Mishvech, L'ramach Evoreho. V'yev shegam l'isha toiv l'hashlem reish mem ches tevos l'ifo v'tzorchim v'zev v'od ayin b'shut machazelio. So fasting, the Rakeach says that you make a mishmerach, indeed you should say for a woman l'ramach evoreha. Oy donu and if Esther also she did a l'ramach, she said ayelas hashacha, which has 248. Oy donu apayiskim dinan minusach ha'mem mishmerach l'isha imayim racha evrecha v'shagidecha oy l'chol evorecha l'chol idecha ayin b'shar kolol b'riva yisefraim. Okay, so the bottom line we take out of this is the Tosfos Mayim Hameorerim 2 times 248, one for him, one for her. The Gemara Masech the Bukhari says there are 252. How do we reconcile this? We have a difference of 4. The extra 4 are 2 hinges and 2 doors. Answer number 1, they're not the Iker. Answer number 2, They're not mitame ba'oihel. Fascinating chiddush in halacha. They're not, if you can identify what they are, I doubt we can identify anything, but if you can identify what they are, they're not mitame in an oil.
It's easy answer to that.
Yeah.
It's tails, heads I win, tails you lose.
Heads.
If he's right.
Yeah.
And so they take it away from him, so he gains the Ramah.
What do you mean you take it away?
He loses because of his Ramah. No.
The Taisvis says one is.
He's doing the kinnah.
One is. It's not. One is hers. One is his. All right. One is hers. One is his. Bottom line over here is it's nogeya halacha lemaisa for two in yonim in the mishaberach and for and the woman when she recites kriya shema for the mishaberach the minig ha'olam is to not say l'remach ivareha not like the. The truth is no, you know, if I personal experience, I find it extremely rare anyway for them to say the Mishberach and the Siddur, because in 99% of the shuls that I go to, they just group together men and women. And then they have to change everything, they change it, they just into plural. And it's interesting, I've never come across a Nusach that has it. Written, it has either every sitter, it's either the men or the women. You don't have a nusach which incorporates them both together.
You know, it's very interesting because you say Kel Male, there's a different one for men and for women.
Yeah.
But when you say for the Kiddush Hashem, you mix them together.
You mix them together, you put them both together, okay.
Right.
For the Rabbin.
And really, if you don't say
okay. Okay, so this is these are the issues. Okay, and this is not a nice idea. Let's go to the next case. Hanochas offer me eretz Yisrael meis bechutz liaretz. Okay, this is the minute that some chevek hadichas do some, do not. Different customs. They have earth that they have exported from eretz Yisrael, and
who doesn't do it?
I don't know.
Everyone does it?
Everyone has it?
Everyone has it.
Let's see what it says. Kosav Harama.
And the eyes.
Kosav Harama. Yesh Noihagim Loses Meofar Eretz Yisrael Bekever V'yesh Leminog Zem Al Mashe Yismaychu. The Rama says there's a minog to put from the earth of Eretz Yisrael Bekever. It does not say in the Rama to put on the person's body. Okay, it says to put in the kever, those are his words. V'yesh l'minik zel mashe yismechu, b'tam ha'minik ha'kosev ha'chida, shu al-pi ha'kosev v'kiper ad-moso amo. May the earth, his earth, earth of Eretz, shall be an atonement for his nation. She'efer Eretz, she'ofar Eretz Yisrael yolik al-par, the earth of Eretz will achieve atonement, u'minik Yisrael tarihi. V'yineh, kosev ha'sefer ha'chama b'shem shem mahar chav. I don't know who this is. She'tzarech ha'ben to put the earth on the eyes. Okay? And it says that the sun should do it. On his navel, on the Kabbalah, it's as if you have kavur in Eretz Yisrael. When the chevra puts the earth on the body, they recite the words v'chiper admoso amo v'nemar ki rotsu avodecha es avonecha v'es afara yichoynenu. They cherish the earth of Eretz Yisrael. These two psukim are recited when they do this. V'yalkod mamloye is kosta b'shem habor Hashem v'darkei Moshem sh'toyv likach k'tzas mev Eretz Yisrael v'losom v'eini hamesa b'kivoy in b'chutz liaretz. He writes the same thing that should be done. Where does this come from? It comes from the daf here. If you want to find the source, here is where you got it in the Masechet Sota, daf chof. What was it? Chavav we have over here? Chavav was? Chavzayin. What does it say over here? Mi yigale ofar mi bein einecha. It says, who will reveal the offer mi bein einecha? Samach l'minik hanochas offer eretz yishol. Somach leminik hanochas offer Eretz Yisrael the Nes Bechutzaretz, the Avshek Vrosser Shel Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai Hoye Be'eretz Yisrael, the Chain Kosav, the Hoyin Osher. So here in the Gemara, I didn't learn the Gemara. Does anyone learn the Gemara yet? I didn't learn this Gemara. I don't know what it says here. You bring it right from the Gemara over here. I don't know what the Gemara says. Mi Yigale Ofar Mi Beinin Echo. Who will. I think it's giving an expression.
It's an expression. Somebody was afraid to say halacha because he said that in two generations they're gonna say that it's wrong, and then the guy found a makor for it. So Miigal Alpavanina, who will open your eyes to see that your grandson is gonna
take off the earth from between your eyes. Remove the earth. Don't be afraid of what's going to be. So the fact that we associate earth between your eyes indicates that there is something to having earth. What do you mean earth between your eyes? The whole body is in the earth. Teretz is that there is special earth that's put between the eyes. What is the earth that's put between the eyes? The earth of Eretz Yisrael. The expression that is used in the Gemara is an indication there was such a meaning to put special earth. Oh, but you'll tell me that this mindset took place in Eretz Yisrael, and the person over there this person over here was in Eretz Yisrael. It's an expression that was true, that he put special earth between your eyes. Now here's a fast thing. Are you allowed to disturb the dead body? Let's say they didn't do this, they did not put earth in the area, they ran out, there was a shortage, they ran out of earth in Eretz Yisrael. So the shidman came in later. Can you open the grave to put earth between the person's eyes? That he prepared. So therefore, there is a shal. How far it goes? Are you allowed to go so far? Yeah.
From male or female both?
Someone died and he left a tzavor that he wants certain papers to be put in his hand.
Yeah, in his hand?
In his hand.
Yeah.
And they found them after they buried him.
And so what do they pass? Do they allow? They do it?
And there was a big machlokes. They did do it.
They opened the grave, they put the papers.
But they did it, they dug a little in the cave.
And they put it in the cave itself. What do you want to say?
That for male, females, you put sand. Offer.
It says everyone, they put offer on their eyes and the tibur.
By the kvura.
Yeah, that's what they do. They
some do it by
the tahara.
After the tahara.
The tahara. Okay, let's go to the next one. One more thing. Anias amiras l'chaim. Okay, why when we take a drink, a l'chaim, so someone to say it comes from the seita. We make a l'chaim because you give the seita the drink, and that drink can lead to her death. So therefore, when you give a drink, you make a l'chaim morning. You make a l'chaim. Let's see. The sefer alpha beis akasa b'shem bala havas shalom sham minig lishtois l'chaim. This minig Yisrael to drink a l'chaim. Where does it come from? Ulevarich liyevarich liyeshul refuah, to make a bracha for salvation for refuah. Yesh lo yisod besugin al gemara. Shamru b'shem amru. Kishem shamayim b'itim I saw. The same with the water, it will inspect the woman. Kach boitkim oisai nimsa, he shaisa, she drinks the water. The hamayim mafsidim oisai im kilkil. If the husband himself was nichshel in an aver, he also will suffer. Harei, sheshesiyo shel echad yichoyla lipol avur hasheni. Isn't that an amazing thing? By the seiter, who is drinking the water? The Isha, the wife, is drinking. But the Gemara says that when she drinks, the husband will also be affected.
This transference.
This transference. So we find such a precedent. So likewise, when you go with someone, a Rebbe, on a yard site. So the way it's supposed to be, Mikra Hadin, is the person that is observing the yard site really should fast. He should fast because it's a Yom Hadin. It's a Yom Hadin for the Nifter. It's a Yom Hadin for the Mishpacha, for the person himself. But it's a beautiful thing to make Tikkun. And that way,
you
don't have to drink, you fast, and everyone else in the Beis HaKnesses eats, has a hearty breakfast, a delicious breakfast, and makes brachos, and those brachos are credited towards the account of the Nifter. But it's more than that. you're not going to be able to say l'chaim. You're going to provide schnapps or wine, whatever, and they're going to take a drink, and they're going to say l'chaim. Their drinking a l'chaim is going to have transference to the neshama of the nifter and to the living, to the person who himself is fasting. You who are providing the tikkun are not eating; you're fasting. But the other people who are making the l'chaim, that will affect someone else. Just like the sota, when she drinks, her drinking will have an effect on her husband, for better or for worse.
The sota is innocent and the husband is guilty. No, it doesn't work.
So we don't know exactly what happens, but the sota will not be affected, that's for sure. Will the husband be affected?
Yeah,
it doesn't say in the Gemara.
If you're guilty, then you'll
also. It seems that there will be some, the Gemara says there will be some effect. What exactly will happen doesn't say what's going to happen, but there's going to be some effect. If that is so, when it comes to harm, kol shekein b'midat tova shimeruba shemechad shoyse yochol hashpia b'kach al acher lishul refua kayoitz b'zeh hevi gam sefer beruach lechayim b'shem asar shalom. He builds on the same idea. Next. Now, what about the word lechayim? That's very nice when you drink. L'tam amiris lechayim. Who v'kvar b'tikun yisrael was written for the mizorah. Shaminig yisrael Torah. Shabeish shishias yain mivarech echad es chaver lechayim. V'halo neishiv lo lechayim. What is the response? Lechayim tovim u'lishalom. So that's the technique. You say you drink lechayim, and the response is lechayim tovim u'lishalom. Who kidei l'sakim achet shalom v'rishon shehevi misa li'olam al yidei. Shesias Hayan, a new approach, a new answer, a new explanation. Adam, he ate the Eitz Hadas. According to one of Hamor Chazal, what was the Eitz Hadas? Gefen. So what did Adam basically eat? Adam ate from Yayin. He took a drink of Yayin. What happened? Nisa. His drinking of the Yayin brought upon him death. So when we today drink a cup of Yayin, and we say l'chaim, it should be the opposite of what happened, that the mission should be for life. L'chaim be'ez shesias yayin k'das shal Torah, l'varachim sheke'ez tiyeh shesiazo l'chaim t'ayimu l'shalem. L'v'bach kosta b'shem hanogis marshal, sh'lofi sh'b'shosh ha'yu danim dinei nefashos. Oh, another third reason why we drink l'chaim. When they drank, when they passed dinei nefashos, they took the person out to execution. They gave him to drink. She done even the fashion how you mash my so yain al derech mashama to new shechar lo oived the yain lo mori nefesh the chayin how you mash kno avelim kid yain kid abin be ervin lo never yain elo le nachin es avelim. So wine was given to people on death row before they put them to death to dull the effect of misa, and was given to avelim to the yain le shechar. Therefore, when we drink wine, it should not chas for shalom be a simin that we're drinking it because we're chayiv misa or because we are in the matzav of Avelis, we say fakir, not for death, but l'chaim. El l'nachim, it's therefore anu shilo l'chaim lo mavis. Val derech zeh, kazu shem maharamitz, shem yishum shahayayin, hevi kol liyolim b'meim doyach, al kenam l'chaim lo yazik, a fourth reason, that the time of the mabul, after the mabul, the aftermath, vayochel noyach ish ho adamo, Vayita Karem, and that brought terrible things to this world. Therefore, we say it should not be like that. It should be l'chaim. The bottom line is, he provide here for us four reasons why we say l'chaim. One comes right out of Masechta Sota Daf Chav Ches, because when the Isha drinks, it has an effect upon the husband l'kilkol. If he has sinned, he will suffer when she drinks. If one person drinks for good reasons, it should bring a good effect of life for the other person as for other person. That's time number one. Time number two is Adam Harishon. Time number three is we have Noyach. And the reason I left out is Dinei Nefashos and Nichum Aveilim. Then you drink Yayin, so it should not be Lemisa, but it should be L'chaim. Okay, we will stop over here, take a short break. What? It's all the same. I mean, Yayin obviously is the Iker, but Chamar Medina, it's the same effect.